and Coyle. And today, the NDC is promising free university education for all first-year students as they launch their youth manifesto. On the day when Ghana joined the rest of the world to celebrate International Youth Day, the opposition in National Democratic Congress has unveiled its grand plan for young people in the country. Now, the newly launched youth manifesto promises to extend the free senior high school policy to private institutions, eliminate academic fees for level 100 university students, and establish a dedicated ministry for youth development, along with what the party describes as jobs, jobs, and more jobs through their 24-hour economy policy. Now, we will hear from the flag bearer of the NDC pretty shortly. Now, listen to the NDC flag bearer, John Mahama, at the UPS auditorium talking about the creation of the Ministry of Youth Development.
Children, my young brothers and sisters,
our father.
Elections have consequences.
Sure.
And this is why you must vote wisely for change on December 7th. You must vote for John and Jane, and also for your NDC parliamentary candidate. Because we need a healthy majority in parliament to be able to carry out the programs that are needed to provide jobs for our young people. I'm resolute in my commitment to establish a dedicated ministry for youth development. This ministry will centralize the coordination of youth initiatives in Ghana. It will facilitate job creation. It will promote entrepreneurship. It will provide scholarships and enhance youth participation in decision making, while ensuring the effective implementation of the National Youth Authority Act. Despite various initiatives, a significant gap still exists between the skills offered by educational institutions and the demands of our job market. Only about 10% of our young people receive formal skills training, and thereby hampering their employability and their economic prospects. This current situation is detrimental to innovation and economic growth, and particularly affecting artisans and craftsmen who need access to modern tools and training. And therefore, to address these shortcomings, the next NDC government will partner with religious bodies and other non-governmental organizations to invest in diverse skills development programs to enhance the economic opportunities that are available to our young people. And so, the National Apprenticeship Program, which is NAP, N-A-P, and the expanded TVET centers will provide skills upscaling for youth who do not progress to the tertiary level. Political bias and nepotism have tarnished the recruitment processes within Ghana's security services and our public sector. This undermines trust in public institutions.
Well, on education, John Mahama says the future NDC government will abolish the teacher licensure exams, construct new hostels for students on campuses to address accommodation challenges.
2020 and the 2022-2023 academic years, government's annual per student spending under the free SHS program was only 23%. While parents bore the remaining 77% of cost of education. The next NDC government will improve the free SHS program. We will engage the stakeholders in education and ensure proper infrastructure and sustainable dedicated funding for free SHS. We shall also decentralize the procurement of food and other supplies to the headmasters and school bazaars in order to improve the quality of food and also boost the local economies in the districts where the schools are located. We shall expand access by building more infrastructure in existing secondary schools, and we shall dedicate funding to completing the e-blocks in order that more children can have the opportunity to go to school.
All traffic lights.
We will abolish the double track system.
Traffic.
So that all our children can go to school at the same time and vacate at the same time. Our kids will not come and stay at home for 4 months and go to school having forgotten everything they learned in the previous term. Moreover, tertiary students face financial barriers, with over 40% struggling to afford education and accommodation. And as I recently announced during a visit to the University of Ghana, my government will partner with the private sector to demarcate a portion of the vast tracts of land that the universities are holding to construct hostels for students on campus at reasonable rates.
Staying with the subject of universities, when the party allowed key members of the youth wing now to articulate some key aspects of the youth manifesto, one of the key things that jumped out was a policy to make a university education free at the first year level.
Be lazy. Guys, he will set up the National Youth Employment Bureau under the National Youth Employment Agency, which we have a formula for the 24-hour economy. And it's a very simple one. Formula 133. Same job, three people, three shifts.
When I was much smaller, I was told that I am the future leader. That future is now. In this current state, I can't see it. In this current state, our educational system is not the very best. President John Mahama promises to improve secondary education by doing three things. The first thing is ensuring a sustainable funding. President John Mahama promises to extend free SHS to cover the private senior high schools. I want you all to say with me, no fees stress for all university entrants into level 100, you are not paying academic fees. Second part of this policy, when President Mahama comes back, he would revamp the student loan trust fund. Mahama is saying when he comes back, policies like in, out, out will be a thing of the past. Why? Because he's going to work with the private sector to ensure that all the universities have very good bed facilities, and we call that the bed for all policy. For people like Harry who have good ideas, who have innovative ideas to societal challenges, John Mahama is saying that his next government is going to establish a $50 million fintech growth fund. This is the 1 million coders program. The next John Mahama-led government is going to train 1 million Ghanaian youth in digital skills and coding. Now, these are not the one-zam policies of the NPP. These are well thought through, implementable solutions to our challenges in Ghana.
Let's subject what we've heard, part of what we've heard, to some scrutiny now. And my colleague with the Reset Desk, Kofi, joins me in the studio with more on this. Let's isolate that first part that has got a lot of people talking already. Free tertiary education, at least for year ones, the first years in the universities across the country. We were looking at the cost implications of this. What have we learned?
Well, so we've been crunching the numbers, and we are using an average level 100 enrollment of 15,000 students per, you know, academic year. We are looking at 15 public universities across the length and breadth of the country. So if you use 15,000 student enrollment plus 15 universities, we are talking about a total student size of 225,000. And if you use an average academic fee of 2,000 CDs, then the total comes to an estimated figure of 450 million Ghana CDs, almost half a billion, Ghana CDs. If you add this figure to how much we are already spending on free SHS, which is 2.8 billion Ghana CDs every year, then it means that the education budget, if you exclude just free SHS and free level 100, we are talking about 3.5 billion Ghana CDs for 2025.
And let's note, part of the NDC's promise today is also to extend the free SHS to private schools.
It means the budget will go high. We are going to spend more than the 2.8 billion CDs that we've budgeted for this year. So estimatedly, if you look at the growth in terms of the budgetary allocation, that's about 8%. So we should be looking at a figure of 3.5 billion Ghana CDs in 2025. If you add that of the free level 100, then the figure could be moving to 4 billion Ghana CDs.
Just recap again on the estimates, just if you want to cater for the university fees for first years, it's coming down to just about half a billion.
Exactly. Now, 15 public universities that we picked from the 2024 budget, and we are looking at an average enrollment size of 15,000 students. And that gives you a total student size of 225,000. And if you use an average academic fee of 2,000, which could be higher, we are looking at a figure that you mentioned, 450 million Ghana cedis, almost half a billion Ghana cedis.
I want to bring him on right now. George Opariado is the NDC youth organizer. Hello, George. Thanks for your time here on Top Story. Hello, George. I have with me also Kofi Asare, Executive Director of the Africa Education Watch. Hello, Kofi.
Hi, Ivan.
Great to have you, Kofi. So, Kofi, you've heard this particular promise already. There's a lot of talk around this already. You are in this space. Is this feasible?
This comes at the back of our student financial assistance study, which we launched the report about 2 months ago. There is a need. The need is there because our secondary education system is graduating about 450,000 students, of which up to 60% are scoring passes in the electives, in the core. And the assumption is that if 60% are scoring passes in the core, you should be getting at least 45 to 50% qualifying for tertiary and transition. But the data, the most recent data we have from GTEC, 2022-2023 academic year, indicates that only about 125,000 students were admitted into level 100 in public tertiary institutions. The total figure is about 145, but 20,000 went to the private sector. So in the public sector, we have only 125,000 students entering level 100 by 2022-2023 academic year. And so it means that a sizable chunk or a significant number of students are completing senior high school, passing what, but are not continuing tertiary anymore. So don't worry. So there's a need. The need is there. The second thing is that I don't think that there's anything called free tertiary, as earlier indicated. Because the cost of tertiary per hour research, which we published 2 months ago, for humanities, it's about 15,000 a year. And the average student is a humanities student, so you can use that. So the cost of tertiary is 15,700. There's nothing like free tertiary, because even the GMPC scholarship only takes care of about 45% of that cost. But what the NDC is promising is free academic facilities are free for new entrants. That's about 15% of the cost of tertiary. So yes, I agree that many students or some students may not be able to afford that initial money to pay and get admission, for which reason they are denied access specially. That is factual. But the bigger picture is that beyond the first year, after entering, and they contributing by taking care of accommodation...
Your call has been put on hold. Please wait.
...coursework, etc. How would they survive in the second and third year? And so a broader conversation should be had by the political parties, and in this case by the NDC, that for those who will enter in year one, as a result of the removal of the about 2,200 CDs admission fee and then academic supervisor fee. In year two and year three and year four, how would they survive? What mechanisms can we put in place to ensure that they don't drop out? Most importantly,
yeah, I mean, and we'll come to that. We'll come to that the other bits first. But you've made a very important point about the need. So there is indefinitely a need at the entrance level, at least the first year level.
That is leading
to a situation where a huge number of those who are qualifying to go into the university and get into university because costs has become a barrier. So what intervention then is appropriate to fix this particular problem? Is it taking away the cost barrier, which is what the NDC is proposing to do by taking care of the academic user fees and others that become the entrance level barrier?
In our student financial assistance response unit study report, which is published, we recommended that, one, we must have a targeted regime of identifying students who are genuinely unable to afford the cost of tertiary and give them even more support than the waiver of academic facility user fee, so that they will be able to enter and then complete. We secondly recommended that the student loan scheme, which is not responsive and only constitutes about 11 to 12% of the student's financial needs and ends up arriving at the end of the academic year when the student may have already dropped out, must be reviewed. The funding source must be re-engineered and the disbursement regime re-engineered in line with the academic year, so that the loan arrives before the beginning of the academic year. In that case, the students who rely on the student loan scheme can still be in school. The third thing we recommended is that the student loan scheme itself must be benchmarked against the real cost of tertiary education and inflation. Because sometimes for 4 years, the student loan amount is not increased, and the real value actually diminishes beyond its real value. So indexing it against inflation and first of all, adapting it to meet the real cost of special education today, and later indexing it against inflation, will be a way to sustain the real value of the student loan scheme, so that when middle students enter and then are on the student loan scheme, once the loan is actually arriving at the right time, they are getting a livable amount of money to finance the tertiary education under the student loan scheme.
Interesting thoughts there, Kofi. Please stay with me. Let's get a bit more clarity on this matter. I want to bring in Jodo Pariado. He's the NDC National Youth Organizer. Of course, he is a custodian of the NDC Youth Manifesto. Joins us right now. Jodo, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Hello.
Great to have you, Jodo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ivan, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's start with that headline. I mean, we had today that policy that will make cost for first-year students free. Break it down for me. What exactly is the policy?
What we are saying is that for first-year students in public schools, we are going to take care of academic user fees for them. And looking at the cost then, we are looking at about 125,000 students. That's about 2,000 cedis a year for academic user fees. So what we are paying is academic user fees. It comes about 227 million Ghana, about 30 million dollars. I believe it's feasible and government can look at it and do it.
And why are you doing this? Why is this necessary for the NDC?
I believe if you've gained admission to go to any of these public tertiary institutions, one of the things that really causes problems, and I'm sure in the last few days, you've seen a few GoFundMe people asking for support for brilliant students who have gotten 8 A's, 6 A's, 7 A's, and don't have the money to fund them. And one of the most difficult things that confront most students is that admission fee. You know, usually when you get your admission letter, the amount of money you need to pay is always, you need to buy clothes, you need to buy stuff, you need to pay for hostels or residential user fees. What government seeks today is to take away that burden. And this policy is in two parts. We also have the STLF plus, that is the Student Loan Trust Fund plus, which is also going to support students who have already applied for the student loan you know, sometimes the loan delays. And so instead of waiting all that time, you could use the loan as collateral. The school is going to register you where you can go ahead and access your education. And anytime your loan is ready, the loan goes to offset whatever debt you have with the school. And so it's in two parts. So the first part is for level 100 students, they are going to get academic use of fee for free. And then for continuing students who are not able to pay their fees and have termination, if you've already subscribed to be on the student loan trust fund, then what the student loan trust fund can do for you is that instead of going to pay the academic user fee directly, the fund can step in and pay the fees for you so that you don't have any disruptions in your education.
Now, let's talk about how you're going to fund this. Now, from the calculations you've done yourself, I believe I may have lost him there. Hello, George.
Yeah,
no, fantastic. From the calculations you've done yourself, this comes down shy of 300 million CDs a year, correct?
Yeah, that's about $30 million, Ivan.
$30 million. Now, yeah. How are you going to fund this?
President Mama spoke to it. He spoke about how we are going to use it. The Get Fund has been capped, and it's also been mortgaged. We need to disentangle the Get Fund from all these challenges. Every time government decides to do a program, government must find a dedicated funding source for it. Then this is committed. If we even cut the waste alone in the system.
No, but let's be specific. So are you spending from the Get Fund to fund this particular issue?
The Get Fund is one of the areas we intend to use to fund it.
One of the areas, not the only.
Yes. Definitely along the line, other revenue streams may come on board. But for now, and you know, when every policy starts, it starts small. It's the thinking stage. So you definitely have to go through the difficulties and challenges of it. But what we intend to do is to start with the Get Fund. And believe me, $30 million can easily be governed out of the Get Fund.
So will the Get Fund from the start be funding all your $30 million?
Ivan, you're overly pushing me. But what I'm saying is that...
No, we're in an election period. And what we do is obviously once you put out a policy to interrogate it for people to know if indeed it's doable, right? And so these questions you can expect.
But Ivan, this is feasible. And I'm telling you that if we even cut the waste in government, the number of presidential staffers we have, the 1,620 presidential staffers, if we reduce the number, if we reduce the number of ministers, we should be able to make enough savings to fund this policy.
But specifically,
I'm telling you that we are going to use the Get Fund as a starting point.
Yes, but and that's what I'm asking.
That we look for additional funding sources, we will look for it.
That's what I'm asking, George.
Now, we will limit it to the Get Fund.
That's what I'm asking, George. So the Get Fund will fund all $30 million a year from the start.
It is very feasible, and it can be done. And you see, mind you, Ivan, this budget is less than 10%. It's about 10% of how much we are spending on free education.
Does that mean that you are uncapping the Get Fund to take care of this?
No. But have you looked at how much comes into the Get Fund? If not for the capital, the Get Fund accrues more than $200 million a year.
And 30 million, you say, will be hived off just to pay the first year's education?
Nothing wrong. Every government has its priorities. If this is a priority project, there is nothing wrong if we decide to put $30 million from the Get Fund into this project.
And let's put this in the bigger context here, because you also have free senior high school, which you've told us today. And again, this is something you are repeating from your 2020 budget, that you are extending it to cover private schools. Currently, we are spending 2.8 billion on free senior high school. You are adding on the $30 million to it from there's a first year for the university. That is ballooning what you're spending on education alone. Is that realistic to sustain this? Considering that you're also going to add on the student loan scheme, which will be carrying a bit more burden under the NDC if you win. Is this one that the economy that is struggling currently can take?
Yes, Ivan, we believe strongly that we've looked at the fiscal policies and we've discussed it thoroughly at a committee level, and we believe strongly that the economy is capable and can sustain it. If you have any other alternatives, you may put it forward. But as it stands now, we believe strongly that it can be sustained.
George, I'm very grateful. That is George Opariado there. He is the NDC youth organizer on this matter of the youth manifesto, which was launched today. The headline obviously being that the party is going to be paying academic user fees for all level 100 students, first year students coming into the university across the country. They've estimated it's going to cost them $30 million, just shy of 300 million cedis. And he said tonight that what you're looking for in terms of the source of funding will be the Get Fund. Yeah. So we'll be looking at the Get Fund. And how much is it that we take from there to finance education? What are we learning?
Well, this according to the 2024 budget statement put out by the Finance Ministry. And they've done some estimates from 2024 to 2027. And this year, they're expecting 7.9 billion Ghana cedis from the Get Fund levy, 9.9 billion cedis in 2025, 11.6 billion cedis in 2026. And by 2027, we're expecting 13.3 billion Ghana cedis. So it's actually the fourth or the third highest earner under the taxes on domestic goods and services in the country at the moment.
Okay, Kofi, thank you very much. And a bit more analysis on this from 7 p.m. We have the special show. Now that the manifestos are beginning to trickle in, this is exactly what you expect we'll be doing here on your election headquarters, scrutinizing it with our partners in civil society. And Kofi Asare joined us earlier with his thoughts on this also. You want to also join us with your thoughts on this matter at 055-111-1997. Dennis Miracles Abuad, is the Director of Communications to the Dr. Baomia team. He joins us on the line on this particular matter too. Dennis, thanks for your time here on Top Story. You've heard the proposal made today by the NDC as far as the Youth Manifesto is concerned. The headliner, obviously, is the party proposing to take care of the academic users' fees for all level 100 students, first-year students going in. What's your alternative? Or this is something that you believe is a good idea?
Evans, once again, just when we're all settling in and saying that, oh, wow, the NDC has come up with something, boom, they get us all confused again. Because immediately you come up with a policy, the first thing everybody would ask is, how are you going to do that? And it is the how that would tell the citizens whether it makes sense or it's just for political votes. So I just read from the director of policy of the NDC, Dr. Peter Otukono on his wall, where he's clarifying that actually what they are seeking to do is to use enhanced and responsive student loan scheme to pay for these level 100 fees. So we need to go back to Pablo and go back to the NDC and get clarity as to exactly what it is that they are telling us. But that's quite characteristic of them when they come up with such policies. I think that anything that goes to support the Ghanaian vulnerable, anything that goes to support the Ghanaian needy is important and is crucial. But the biggest question here is, what is the sincerity and honesty in some of these things that they are promising? That you have the announcement saying that we'll make level 100 fees free, and then you have the policy director saying, well, it is not entirely free and that we are going to use the student loan trust scheme. I mean, you can go to his Facebook wall. It's right there, right now. So once again, they throw us into a state of confusion.
Well, George clarifies, just a second, Dennis. George clarifies and says the first leg in terms of how they're going to fund this will come from the what he mentions earlier about the Get Fund. And he says the second leg is to now bring in the student loan trust to take care of the of what was left. So that's loans. That was his explanation.
Evans, the student loan trust is there to provide loans. So if you say you are going to go to the student loan trust, are you giving these level 100 students loans to pay their fees? Then what is the innovation there? The student loan is already there for every level 100 student that requires support from government to tap into and pay fees. It's there. I am saying that we believe in possibilities. We do not doubt the fact that as a country, we would eventually get there. Because, I mean, we have made free secondary education possible. Something that they thought it wasn't possible. What is quite interesting is that...
So for you, this is party, possible. This is doable.
The party, Evans, please, I'm going to bet. The party that says that they cannot pay for you when you are poor to go through secondary education says that when you manage to get through secondary education on your own, however you get to do it, when you get to the university, now they can pay for you. Does it make sense?
No, but today they've said that...
I am poor. I am in Adesu. I have completed basic
Dennis,
education.
Today...
I cannot continue my secondary education. You see, I am not interested in paying for you, but if you hustle to get through senior education, then I'll pay for you.
No, but today the party, Dennis, has been very clear on the matter of the free SHS. They are not only going to keep it; they want to enhance it. They want to extend it to private schools. So they believe in keeping it, and even making it better.
We are glad they finally believe in keeping it. But again, they should come clear. I am poor. I have gone through free senior education. I have gained university education. You said you pay for me. The youth organizer says you pay for me for my level 100 education. The policy director says that it is not fees we are going to pay for you for free. We are going to give you a loan. We need that clarity. Number two, when I finish my level 100 and I'm going to level 200, what happens to me? You are living by faith because the policy is quite clear. Level 100 fees payment. But university education is 4 years. I am poor.
That is why he says the student loan trust comes in.
You paid for my level 100. How do I complete level 200?
He says the student loan trust. He said the student loan trust will come in with an enhanced offer.
The student loan would what?
Will come in with an enhanced
package. But the student loan is already available for me at level 100. Or you don't know that?
It is, but the analysis shows, just before you came in, we heard from Kofi Asari, who's made the point that the student loan, in terms of the loans they give out, doesn't reflect reality. So they're giving loans to people, and it can't cover what their real costs are. And that's what the NDC said. They're going to do a certain review of that so that it becomes realistic.
What is the policy here? Hello, Evans.
Well, I'm asking the questions. I hope you can give me some answers.
No, I am asking you because I need clarity. Because when I ask the questions, you seem to have the answers. What is the policy here? Because the student loan scheme is already there. It wasn't introduced even by this current government. Neither was it introduced by John Mahama when he was president. So what exactly is the policy here? The reality here is that the NDC has no plans for these young people. They just want to throw things into the air and get their vote. In the first place, what is academic user fee? Are you aware there's nothing called academic user fee? I'm sure you are aware that when you go to University of Ghana, what is academic user fee? We have academic facility user fee. Academic facility user fee. Residential facility user fee. So really, there is nothing like academic user fee. So what exactly are they seeking to pay for the level 100 students? Like I'm saying, we are a government of possibilities. We have a party that believes that everything that you put your mind to, you can do it. But the NDC needs to come clean and clear. And this time we beg them. Mm. Unlike they did with the 24-hour economy policy, they should try to come clear, have a unified voice, convincing voice, and give clarity as to what this policy is.
But for the avoidance of doubt,
wants a reason
Dennis,
to vote.
And the Ghanaian for the avoidance of doubt, Dennis, you say...
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.